Back with us today, Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. So how were the holidays and how did it treat the sale barn? Give us an update.
Casey, of course, I had a great holiday, spent with family like we kind of everybody wants to try to do. But I'm going to tell you, we got some pretty good rains from western Oklahoma all the way to eastern Oklahoma. We kind of got an inch and a half plumb to eastern Oklahoma, anywhere from 3 to 4 inches. So, I mean, it's not running a lot of pond water, but it's a positive state. People's got wheat ups, got more opportunity, and people just got a better attitude. That's the biggest thing. We went from frowns to smiles in the last 30 days.
Absolutely, because recent rains, do you feel like that kind of increases buyer activity?
Oh, yeah, tremendously. I mean, these light calves weighing under 600 pounds going back out to wheat. Our potential of wheat. You know, the people buying them is just as optimistic as the people planting the wheat. We've got more potential than we had 30 days ago, but a lot of these boys I know, I've got one customer down there at Temple's Walter area. He's already turned out 400 and fixing to turn out another 400 here in the next, well, before the first of the year. So, and I wouldn't have thought that was possible 30 days ago.
Absolutely. I know this was kind of our first week back after the holiday. So what did the place look like?
Casey, the market has been good everywhere. Oklahoma City Monday, the calf market is outstanding. The feeder market's good. Thursday, we've seen that follow through. Good calf market, good feeder market. Cow market's still good. You know, you're not going to see a lot of big high yielding cows this time of year. But your cutter cows, I mean, we've got a good salvage market based off what we normally are this time of year. I mean, I've got people still looking for this $2, $2.50, $2.25 eight weight steer market, which I am not saying we can't go there. But the difference between 2022 and 23, and it was 2014 and 2015, we had $3.60 corn in 2014 and 15 and $2 gas. And we've got $6.90 corn and $6 diesel a day. Right. And we got interest rates were at their extreme lowest in 14 and 15. And we're moving back to mid. We're not at our highs in 80, but we've got some things that we didn't have in 14 and 15 that we got now. But that's all it'll do is slow down demand. And it has not slowed down demand yet. But I think we got to be realistic. I guess what I'm getting at, if you've got calves or cattle that you're holding, that you got wheat pasture for, or you're getting them ready for grass next spring, whatever it is, you've got a dollar, high dollar 80 May board, you've got a $2 August board, you got a $2 September board. I'm not saying we can't be hiring that, but look at what you can lock in if you take those prices a day and look at your profit spread. Put that in your pocket, leave the top side open. I mean, I can go through stuff that's way more complicated than what I'm even capable to apprehend, but there's tools out there to lock in a bottom to put profit in your pocket today and not gamble on some political or pandemic deal. We could wake up, you know, going through the pandemic. I mean, they took $30, $40, $50 off that deal in the blink of an eye. No need in gambling. We've got it handed to us. I'm not saying it can't go higher, but put some profit in your pocket.
What do you feel like the quality's been like these past few weeks?
I mean, you know, the top 20% of our calves have been as good as we want. You know, then you've got that middle 60% that's just a good feeding calf that'll make a choice product in the end. Not as big a percentage as your top 20 or 30%, but the numbers, the cattle, the overall quality's been good. You know, there's still a big difference between, you know, our average cattle and our premium-based cattle. But the premium-based cattle, guys, that's what's stimulating the market, and we're all getting the benefit from it. So, right.
What do you expect to see at the livestock auction over the holidays?
Everybody I've talked to, I just hung up the phone with two different producers. They're going to have to sell half their calves, their wheat. They can keep half of them. They won't go ahead and sell half of them. They'll have enough wheat for half their calf crop. But I'm hearing that with a lot of them. A lot of them call. They've held their calves. They're not going to buy this. They got to either fill up the feeder or sell them. $400. One guy just quoted me some $440 feed. I mean, that doesn't equate out. I don't care what your cattle are bringing. Your cost of gain is going to be too high. Take the profit today and put it in the bank. If you can't take income this year, there's ways to defer your money. I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't have to take income in this year, and you can defer your money to next year, and that's available to them. So that's that was some of them's option. They didn't, you know, they wanted to carry them over, but with $400 feed, today's market's good. Take it, defer your money, start all over. Get 2023 calf crop on the ground.
All right, good information. Thank you so much for visiting with us, Bob. Can you tell everybody where they can find you guys at Stockman's?
You can get on our website at put in Stockman, Oklahoma or Apache Auction. That'll take you to our website. The girls, this is over my head, but the girls have got a Facebook page. You can get on there for information. And like, if you're wanting information on how to help manage your risk, we don't know it thoroughly, but we know people you can get with and look at opportunities to try to protect yourself on the bottom side.
All
and
right,
give us a
so
call
much.
At 1-800-926-9696.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Casey.